Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, America's Deadliest Election, The Cautionary Tale of the Most Violent Election in American History, is a work of narrative political history by Dana Bash, co-authored with David Fisher. Centered on Louisiana's 1872 gubernatorial election, the book examines how a disputed vote during Reconstruction escalated into intimidation, armed conflict, and competing claims to legitimate power. Rather than treating the episode as a distant regional event, the book presents it as a decisive test of American democracy after the Civil War, when racial violence, partisan corruption, and weak institutions made electoral outcomes dangerously unstable. Bash's journalistic background shapes the book's fast-moving style and emphasis on clarity, making complex legal and political developments accessible to general readers. The purpose of the book is both historical and interpretive. It reconstructs a little-known crisis, while also showing how its consequences helped shape voter suppression, segregation, and later debates over election integrity. It is designed for readers who want history that illuminates present-day democratic fragility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 1872 Louisiana governor's race as a breakdown of democratic legitimacy. The book's central subject is the Louisiana gubernatorial election of 1872, an event that exposed how fragile post-Civil War governance could be when election rules, partisan loyalty, and local power struggles all collided. Bash and Fisher focus on the fact that neither side accepted defeat, which meant the election did not end with a clear transfer of authority. Instead, two competing claims to office emerged, and the state drifted into political chaos. This makes the book more than a recounting of a disputed race. It becomes an analysis of what happens when legal processes cannot secure public confidence in the outcome. The authors emphasize that democratic systems depend not just on voting, but on a widely accepted mechanism for counting, certifying, and enforcing results. In this case, those mechanisms were overwhelmed by mistrust and force. The election becomes a case study in how legitimacy can collapse even when formal institutions still exist on paper. Secondly, racial terror and voter suppression as political strategy during Reconstruction. A major theme of the book is the use of racial intimidation to shape political outcomes in the post-war South. The narrative shows how white supremacist violence was not incidental to the election, but closely tied to efforts to preserve white political dominance after emancipation. Black voters and black office holders were targeted because Reconstruction had made political participation by formerly enslaved people a direct challenge to the old social order. The book places the Colfax Massacre at the center of this pattern, illustrating how terror was used to suppress black political power. This approach helps explain why the election mattered far beyond Louisiana. It reveals that voting rights can be undermined not only by formal law, but also by fear, coercion, and organized violence. Bash presents voter suppression as a practical weapon of power, not merely a moral failure. That framing is important because it connects historical election violence to broader democratic vulnerabilities, showing that access to the ballot is meaningless if people are too threatened to use it freely. Thirdly, the Colfax Massacre and the human cost of political conflict. The book gives substantial attention to the Colfax Massacre, one of the most infamous episodes linked to the election and its aftermath. By foregrounding the killing of more than 100 black men by white supremacists, the authors make clear that the contest was not just about legal authority or partisan maneuvering. It was also a violent struggle over who could safely participate in public life. The massacre serves as a brutal example of how electoral disputes can turn into mass violence when armed groups treat politics as a battlefield. In the book's broader structure, the event functions as a moral and historical turning point. It demonstrates that the consequences of failed democratic protections are measured in human lives, not just court rulings or headlines. Bash uses this episode to show why the Reconstruction era remains central to understanding American democracy. The massacre is not presented as an isolated atrocity, but as part of a wider pattern in which racial hatred, local impunity, and political ambition reinforced one another. Fourthly, how legal and institutional responses helped end Reconstruction. Another important dimension of the book is its treatment of the legal aftermath of the election and the way courts and political institutions responded to the crisis. The book connects the election's turmoil to broader changes in constitutional interpretation and federal retreat from Reconstruction enforcement. In that sense, the story is not only about violence in the streets, but also about the institutional consequences of failing to protect democracy. Bash and Fisher show that once political violence and intimidation became normalized, the legal system could be used to limit black political power rather than defend it. The resulting shift helped create the conditions for segregation and Jim Crow. This part of the book is especially important because it traces a line from a single contested election to a long-term transformation of American governance. Readers are encouraged to see law not as separate from politics, but as one of the main arenas in which the struggle over citizenship and power was decided. The book therefore shows how institutional choices can either restrain or entrench democratic collapse. Lastly, a warning for modern elections and democratic resilience. The book is explicitly written as a cautionary tale, and one of its key contributions is the way it links Reconstruction-era violence to current concerns about election integrity and political polarization. Bash draws parallels between the instability of the 1872 election and contemporary anxieties about fraud claims, intimidation, and resistance to legitimate outcomes. The point is not that history repeats in identical form, but that democratic systems remain vulnerable when leaders and supporters prioritize power over constitutional process. This makes the book useful to readers who want historical perspective on present-day political conflict. Its value lies in showing that the collapse of trust in elections can have cascading consequences, public disorder, weakened institutions, and long-term damage to civil rights. Because Bash is a journalist rather than an academic historian, the book is also notable for translating a dense period of history into a readable warning about democratic fragility. It stands out by connecting a little-known election crisis to enduring questions about who gets to vote, who gets counted, and how a society decides what counts as legitimate power. In conclusion, this book will appeal to readers interested in American political history, Reconstruction, civil rights, election law, and the roots of political violence. It is especially useful for people who want a historical account that speaks directly to current concerns about voting rights and democratic stability. The practical benefit of reading it is not simply learning an obscure episode, but understanding how intimidation, institutional weakness, and racial conflict can distort an election and reshape a nation for decades. Intellectually, it offers a compact but consequential lesson in how democracy can fail when losing sides refuse legitimacy and when the state cannot protect citizens equally. What sets it apart from many books in the same category is its combination of journalistic pace, historical urgency, and clear contemporary relevance. Instead of treating Reconstruction as a closed chapter, it presents the 1872 Louisiana election as a warning about the conditions that make electoral violence possible. Readers looking for a readable, well-framed history with direct bearing on modern democratic debates will find this book especially valuable. If you would like to support Dana Bash, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.